These are the daily Bible readings for December 27th, or day 361. The prayer of St. Thomas Aquinas before study. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O infinite Creator, who in the riches of thy wisdom didst appoint three hierarchies of angels, and didst set them in wondrous order over the highest heavens, and who didst apportion to the elements of the world most wisely, do thou, who art in truth the fountain of light and wisdom, deign to shed upon the darkness of my understanding the rays of thine infinite brightness, and remove far from me the twofold darkness in which I was born, namely sin and ignorance. Do thou, who givest speech to the tongues of little children, instruct my tongue and pour into my lips the grace of thy benediction. Give me keenness of apprehension, capacity for remembering, method and ease in learning, insight in interpretation, and copious eloquence in speech. Instruct my beginning, direct my progress, and set thy seal upon the finished work. Thou who art true God and true man, who livest and reignest, world without end. Amen. 2 Maccabees chapters 5 and 6. At the same time, Antiochus prepared for a second journey into Egypt. And it came to pass that through the whole city of Jerusalem, for the space of 40 days, there was seen horsemen running in the air, in girded raiment, and armed with spears, like bands of soldiers, and horses set in order by ranks, running one against another, with a shaking of shields, and a multitude of men in helmets, with drawn swords, and casting of darts, and glittering of golden armor, and of harnesses of all sorts. Wherefore all men pray that these prodigies might turn to good. Now when there was gone forth a false rumor, as though Antiochus had been dead, Jason, taking with him no fewer than 1,000 men, suddenly assaulted the city. And though the citizens ran together to the wall of the city at length, the city at length was taken, and Menelaus fled into the castle. But Jason slew his countrymen without mercy, not considering that prosperity against one's own kindred is a very great evil, thinking they had been enemies and not citizens whom he conquered. Yet he did not get the principality, but received confusion at the end for the reward of his treachery, and fled again into the country of the Ammonites. At the last, having been shut up by Aretas, the king of the Arabians, in order for his destruction, flying from city to city, hated by all men as a forsaker of the laws, and execrable as an enemy of his country and countrymen, he was thrust out into Egypt. And he that had driven many out of their country perished in a strange land, going to Lacedaemon. As for kindred's sake, he should have refuge there. But he that had cast out many unburied was himself cast forth, both unlamented and unburied, neither having foreign burial, nor being partaker of the sepulcher of his fathers. Now when these things were done, the king suspected that the Jews would forsake the allegiance, whereupon, departing out of Egypt with a furious mind, he took the city by force of arms, and commanded the soldiers to kill and not to spare any that came in their way, and to go up into houses to slay. Thus there was a slaughter of young and old, a destruction of women and children, and killing of virgins and infants. And there was slain in the space of 3 whole days, 80,000, 40,000 were made prisoners, and as many sold. But this was not enough. He presumed also to enter into the temple, the most holy in all the world. Menelaus, that traitor to the laws and to his country, being his guide, and taking in his wicked hands the holy vessels, which were given by other kings and cities, for the ornament and glory of the place, he unworthily handled and profaned them. Thus Antiochus, going astray in mind, did not consider that God was angry for a while, because of the sins of the inhabitants of the city, and therefore this contempt had happened to the place. Otherwise, had they not been involved in many sins, as Heliodorus, who was sent by King Seleucus to rob the treasury, so this man also, as soon as he had put back from his presumption, But God did not choose the people for the place's sake, but the place for the people's sake. And therefore the place also itself was made partaker of all the evils of the people, but afterward shall communicate in the good things thereof. And as it was forsaken in the wrath of Almighty God, shall be exalted again with great glory, when the great Lord shall be reconciled. So when Antiochus had taken away out of the temple 1,800 talents, he went back in all haste to Antioch, thinking through pride that he might now make the land navigable and the sea passable on foot. Such was the haughtiness of his mind. He left also governors to afflict the people. At Jerusalem, Philip, a Phrygian by birth, but in manners more barbarous than he that set him there. And in Gazarim, Andronicus and Menelaus, who bore a more heavy hand upon the citizens than the rest. And whereas he was set against the Jews, he sent that hateful prince, Apollonius, with an army of 22,000 men, commanding him to kill all that were of perfect age and to sell the women and the younger sort, who, when he was come to Jerusalem, pretending peace, rested till the holy day of the Sabbath, and then the Jews, keeping holiday, he commanded his men to take arms, and he slew all that were come forth to see, and running through the city with armed men, he destroyed a very great multitude. But Judas Maccabeus, who was the tenth, had withdrawn himself into a desert place, and there lived amongst wild beasts in the mountains with his company, and they continued feeding on herbs, that they might not be partakers of the pollution. But not long after, the king sent a certain old man of Antioch to compel the Jews to depart from the laws of their fathers and of God, and to defile the temple that was in Jerusalem, and to call it the temple of Juniper Olympus, and that in Gazarim of Juniper, Jupiter, Hospitalitis, according as they were that inhabited the place. And very bad was the invasion of evils and grievous to all, for the temple was full of riot and revelings of the Gentiles, and of men lying with lewd women, and women thrust themselves of their own accord into the holy places and brought in things that were not lawful. The altar also was filled with unlawful things, which were forbidden by the laws, and neither were the Sabbaths kept, nor the solemn days of the fathers observed, neither did any man plainly profess himself to be a Jew. But they were led by bitter constraint on the king's birthday to the sacrifices, and when the feast of Bacchus was kept, they were compelled to go about the crowd about crowned with ivy in honor of Bacchus. And there went out a decree into the neighboring cities of the Gentiles by suggestion of the Ptolemaeans, that they also should act in like manner against the Jews, to oblige them to sacrifice, and whosoever would not conform themselves to the ways of the Gentiles should be put to death. Then was misery to be seen. For two women were accused to have circumcised their children, whom, when they had openly led about through the city, with the infants hanging at their breasts, they threw down headlong from the walls. And others that had met together in the caves that were near and were keeping the Sabbath day privately, being discovered by Philip, were burnt with fire, because they had made a conscience to help themselves with their hands by reason of the religious observance of the day. Now I beseech those that shall read this book, that they be not shocked at these calamities, but that they consider the things that happened, not as being for the destruction, but for the correction of our nation. For it is a token of great goodness when sinners are not suffered to go on in their ways for a long time, but are presently punished. For not as with other nations, whom the Lord patiently expecteth, that when the day of judgment shall come, he may punish them in the fullness of their sins, doth he also deal with us, so as to suffer our sins to come to their height, and then take vengeance on us. And therefore he never withdraweth his mercy from us, but though he chastise his people with adversity, he forsaketh them not. But let this suffice in a few words for a warning to the readers. And now we must come to the narration. Eleazar, one of the chiefs of the scribes, A man advanced in years and of comely countenance was pressed to open his mouth to eat swine's flesh. But he, choosing rather a more glorious death than a hateful life, went forward voluntarily to the torment, and considering in what manner he was to come to it, patiently bearing, he determined not to do any unlawful things for the love of life. But they that stood by, being moved with wicked pity for the old friendship they had with the man, taking him aside, declared that flesh might be brought which was lawful for him to eat, and they might make as if he had eaten, as the king commanded, of the flesh of the sacrifice, that by so doing he might be delivered from death. And for the sake of their old friendship with the man, they did him this courtesy. But he began to consider the dignity of his age and his ancient years, and the inbred honor of his gray head, and his good life, and conversation from a child. And he answered without delay, according to the ordinances of the holy law made by God, saying that he would rather be sent into the other world. For it doth not become our age, saith he, to dissemble, whereby many young persons might think that Eliezer, at the age of 80 years, was gone over to the life of the heathens. And so they, through my dissimulation, and for a little time of a corruptible life, should be deceived, and hereby I should bring a stain and a curse upon my old age. For though, for the present time, I should be delivered from the punishments of men, yet should I not escape the hand of the Almighty, neither alive nor dead. Wherefore, by departing manfully out of this life, I shall show myself worthy of my old age, and I shall leave an example of fortitude to young men, if, with a ready mind and constancy, I suffer an honorable death. For the most veritable and most holy laws, as having spoken thus, he was forthwith called to execution, and they that led him, and had been a little before more mild, were changed to wrath for the words he had spoken, which they thought were uttered out of arrogancy. But when he was now ready to die with the stripes, he groaned and said, O Lord, who hast the holy knowledge, thou knowest manifestly that whereas I might be delivered from death, I suffer grievous pains in body, but in soul am well content to suffer these things, because I fear thee. Thus did this man die, leaving not only to young men, but also to the whole nation, the memory of his death for an example of virtue and fortitude. Ecclesiasticus chapter 47. Then Nathan the prophet arose in the days of David, and as the fat taken away from the flesh, so is David chosen from among the children of Israel. He played with lions as with lambs, and with bears he did in like manner, as with the lambs of the flock in his youth. Did not he kill the giant and take away reproach from his people? In lifting up his hand with the stone in the sling, he beat down the boasting of Goliath. For he called upon the Lord, the Almighty, and he gave strength in his right hand to take away the mighty warrior, and to set up the horn of his nation. So in 10,000 did he glorify him, and praised him in the blessing of the Lord, in offering to him a crown of glory. For he destroyed the enemies on every side, and extirpated the Philistines, the adversaries, unto this day. He broke their horn forever. In all his works he gave thanks to the Holy One, and to the Most High, with words of glory. With his whole heart he praised the Lord, and loved God, and made him. And he gave him power against his enemies, and he set swingers before the altar, and by singers, and by their voices he made sweet melody. And to the festivals he added beauty, and set in order the solemn times, even to the end of his life, that they should praise the holy name of the Lord, and magnify the holiness of God in the morning. The Lord took away his sins and exalted his horn forever, and he gave him a covenant of the kingdom and a throne of glory in Israel. After him arose up a wise son, and for his sake he cast down all the power of the enemies. Solomon reigned in days of peace, and God brought all his enemies under him, that he might build a house in his name, and prepare a sanctuary forever. How wise wast thou in thy youth, and thou wast filled as a river with wisdom, and thy soul covered the earth, and thou didst multiply riddles and parables. Thy name went abroad to the islands far off, and thou wast beloved in thy peace. The countries wondered at thee for thy canticles and proverbs and parables and interpretations, and at the name of the Lord God, whose surname is God of Israel, thou didst gather gold as copper, and didst multiply silver as lead, and thou didst bow thyself to women, and by thy body thou wast brought under subjection. Thou hast stained thy glory and defiled thy seed, so as to bring wrath upon thy children, and to have thy folly kindled, that thou shouldest make the kingdom to be divided, and rule out of Ephraim, a rebellious kingdom to rule. But God will not leave off his mercy, and he will not destroy, nor abolish, his own works. Neither will he cut up by the roots the offspring of his elect, and he will not utterly take away the seed of him that loveth the Lord. Wherefore he gave a remnant to Jacob and to David of the same stock. And Solomon had an end with his fathers, and he left behind him of his seed the folly of the nation. Even Rehoboam, that had a little wisdom, who turned away the people throughout his counsel. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin and showed Ephraim the way of sin, and their sins were multiplied exceedingly. They removed them far away from their land, and they sought out all iniquities till vengeance came upon them and put an end to all their sins. The Apocalypse of St. John, Chapter 18. And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was enlightened with his glory. And he cried out with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every unclean spirit, and the hold of every unclean and hateful bird, because all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have been made rich by the power of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Go out from her, my people, that you may not be partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and the Lord hath remembered her iniquities. Render to her as she also hath rendered unto you, and double unto her double, according to her works. In the cup wherein she hath mingled, mingle ye double unto her. As much as she hath glorified herself and lived in delicacies, so much torment and sorrow give ye to her, because she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and sorrow I shall not see. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be burnt with the fire, because God is strong, who shall judge her? And the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication, and lived in delicacies with her, shall weep and bewail themselves over her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for fear of her torments, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man shall buy her merchandise any more. Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, and of pearls and fine linen, and purple and silk and scarlet, and all thine wood, and in all manner of vessels of ivory, and all manner of vessels of precious stone, and of brass, and of iron, and of marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointment, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and the souls of men. And the fruits of the desire of thy soul are departed from thee, and all fat and goodly things are perished from thee, and they shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who were made rich, shall stand afar off from her, for fear of her torments, weeping and mourning, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city, which was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and was girt with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour are so great riches come to naught, and every shipmaster, and all that sail into the lake, and mariners, and as many as work in the sea, stood afar off, and cried, seeing the place of her burning, saying, What city is like to this great city? And they cast dust upon their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, whereinto all were made rich, that had ships at sea, by reason of her prices, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath judged your judgment upon her. And a mighty angel took up a stone, as it were a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, With such violence as this Babylon, that great city, be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers, and of musicians, and of them that play on the pipe, and on the trumpet, shall no more be heard in all thee, at all in thee, and no craftsman of any art whatsoever shall be found any more at all in thee, and the sound of the mill shall be heard no more at all in thee, and the light of the lamp shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for all the nations have been deceived by thy enchantments. And in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. The prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and Him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that He upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, font of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.